unions and government workers. Kelly yesterday offered a new version of a plan that the Republican-controlled legislature spiked last year. Kelly's proposal would allow the state to take 10 years longer to close a long-term gap in the funding for the state pension system. The move would free up tens of millions of dollars each year to use on schools and social services. And the unseasonably warm temperatures sticking around for a couple of more days before winter returns to Kansas on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight out the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Authorities say a 73-year-old Colorado woman died after a minivan collided with her SUV in southwest Kansas on Sunday. That crash happening around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Highway 283, about 9 miles south of Dodge City. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a northbound Toyota minivan went left of center and crashed into a southbound Chevy Suburban. The Suburban then rolled into a ditch, and the driver of that vehicle, Sherry McKinnon of Foxfield, Colorado, was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced deceased. A 58-year-old man from Georgia who was driving the minivan was hospitalized for treatment of minor injuries. Spirit AeroSystems taking an initial step to reduce its workforce in Wichita and Oklahoma. The company said it'll offer all union-represented employees in Wichita and at sites in Tulsa and McAllister, Oklahoma, voluntary layoffs consistent with their collective bargaining agreements. The layoffs come amid uncertainty of the future of Boeing's 737 MAX. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Federal Aviation Administration working with state and local authorities to determine who's behind a series of mysterious nighttime drone flights over northeastern Colorado, western Nebraska, and northwest Kansas. A Colorado sheriff hosted a meeting with law enforcement agencies and government officials yesterday to talk about the recent rural sightings. The drones reportedly have 6-foot wingspans and fly in grid-like patterns hundreds of feet in the air in groups of 6 to 10. The FAA says it's taking the sightings seriously and working to find out who's operating the devices and why. Nebraska's attorney general says the state's ability to fight human trafficking has improved substantially over the last several years thanks to recent laws that increase penalties for traffickers. His comments after Governor Pete Ricketts proclaimed Monday as Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And these nice days of late giving way to a possible return of winter on Friday. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you You get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met December 30th. Public Works Administrator and Public Works Coordinating Supervisor outlined a few projects for the upcoming year, with approximately $250,000 for Waterville Bridge repair, $325,000 for overlay projects, and approximately $200,000 for bridge construction over the Haug Low Water Crossing in Lincoln Township. Commissioners approved purchase of a new backhoe for the landfill at $106,000 from the Solid Waste Fund. A resolution establishing a complete county committee to support the 2020 census effort, educating communities and promoting the census through targeted outreach and cooperative efforts in an effort to get complete and accurate population count was approved. Following a public hearing for the neighborhood revitalization renewal, with no public comment, the plan was approved through 2022 at a rebate of 60% per year for 3 years from participating tax districts. The board had discussions regarding the appointments for an upcoming 2020 year. They're scheduled the second Monday in January, regular meeting with the reorganization. Positions for reappointment are Agency on Aging Director, County Health Nurse, Emergency Management Director, and Public Works Administrator. Several transfers of remaining funds from various budgets were approved to special funds. Nemahal County Commissioners met December 30th and unanimously approved the 2019 budget amendments as published, with no public comment coming forward during a public hearing held. BG Consultants has been approved as architect for the new Senior Services Transit Building and will bring a design plan and estimated cost to commissioners for consideration. Review of annual county reorganization and possible changes to the employee handbook were discussed. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Friday and elected Eric Thiemann, board chair, and Dennis Byers, vice chair, for 2020. County notices will be posted on the website gagecountynebraska.us. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet January 14th to continue discussion of wind farm regulations. A bridge embankment project is to begin this week on K-9 in Marshall County, just west of Frankfort, crossing over Ruby Dew Creek. Work will include regrading the stream embankment and reinforcing it with stone. Completion is set for the end of February, weather permitting. All work will occur behind the guardrail or within the bridge work zone. Traffic will be minimally affected. Speed reduction is not planned. Trucks pulling onto the road from the construction site will yield to oncoming traffic. Bayer Construction of Manhattan is contractor on the $234,000 project. Sentencing is set Tuesday, January 7th, 11 a.m. in the Marshall County District Court for Sonia Stoes of Marysville, who pled guilty as county clerk to felony misuse of public funds. Bernard J. Barney Schneider, age 90, of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery north of Beatty. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Barney Schneider. Jenny Jo Schell, age 38, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jenny Schell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, cinnamon apples, and cake. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, turkey and Swiss on whole wheat bread, California blend veggies, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We are watching a low pressure system that will push across the central and east central parts of the Midwest towards the end of the week. On the warm side of the system, we'll see some rain showers. And on the back end of the system, we'll see a little bit of some mixed precipitation, some rain and snow as we head towards the end of the week. And it looks like it'll be out of our area as we head into the weekend. High pressure system moves back in. Otherwise, temperatures not too bad, but then we'll see cooler temps after this low pushes through. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, sunny skies around 50. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, lower 50s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, upper 30s. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early January, 36, record high on this date, 57, a year ago. 14 degrees, the average low, minus 10, was the record low in 1996. Sunset this evening, 5:17, sunrise in the morning, 7:48. Clear skies, 28 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the west. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
The Mavericks pull the Bulls by the horns. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mavericks' Luka Doncic had a record-breaking performance against the Chicago Bulls, leading Dallas to a Monday night victory.
Doncic up the middle, on the try. He's fouled, and he banks it home!
The call on KESN. The Mavs win it 118-110. Luka dropped 21 of his 38 points in the third quarter. He also logged his 11th triple-double of the season. Dallas improves to 23-13. The 76ers' Joel Embiid dislocated his left ring finger in the first quarter against the Oklahoma City Thunder, but that didn't stop him.
Richardson continuing to dribble. Still out top, gets another pick by Joel to the right of the key, and now two Embiid with three on the clock. Embiid shoots it on Adams and in.
The call on WPEN, 76ers win 121-113, snapped their four-game losing streak. Embiid finished with 18 points, Ben Simmons added 17 and 15 rebounds. Philly boosts its record to 24-14. In the Lending Tree Bowl, quarterback Levi Lewis led Louisiana Lafayette to a win over Miami of Ohio and ended with the most successful season in the school's history.
Lewis calls for the football. Play action. Look out. Levi gets away. And he throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Louisiana. Jamarcus Bradley in the back of the end zone.
That call on ESPN 1420. Louisiana Lafayette wins 27-17 and earns its first bowl win since 2014. Levi Lewis was 19 of 26 for 246 yards. Wide receiver Jamarcus Bradley finished with 7 receptions for 88 yards. More NBA. The Denver Nuggets roll past the Atlanta Hawks with a stellar performance from Nikola Jokic.
Harris guarded by Herter. Bounce pass to Nikola Jokic. He's at the dotted line on Vince Carter. Turnaround hook shot. Got it!
The call on KKFN. Nuggets win 123-115. Jokic finished with a career high of 47 points and no turnovers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Girls and boys games live on FM 95.5. On air online, and on our mobile app. Frankfurt tips off at Donovan West. Axtell travels to Onega. Hanover will host Lynn. Centralia's home to Wetmore, and Dillard Odell is host to Exeter Milligan. Tuesday night college basketball, Kansas State and TCU. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Borden Dairy this week announced the company has entered bankruptcy protection and is seeking to reorganize. Within the announcement, Borden says that the company intends to use the court process to pursue a financial restructuring designed to reduce its current debt load, maximize value, and position the company for a long-term success. Meanwhile, Dean Foods, the largest milk producer within the United States, filed for bankruptcy back in November of 2019. Chris Galen of the National Milk Producers Federation says these two bankruptcies are not an indication of the dairy industry, but just rather the fluid milk sector.
I think what's not concerning is the fact that overall dairy consumption continues to grow. In fact, that's really reassuring, not concerning. What's happened with Dean's and now with Borden, I think it's more isolated cases of companies that are in the fluid milk business, which, as we know, not just for years but for decades, has seen per capita declines in consumption, and it's affected their business models.
Again, with the National Milk Producers Federation, that's Chris Galen. As he says, Borden will continue to process milk during this bankruptcy process.
So we would think that there's not likely to be major disruptions, but at this point it's too soon to say because we don't know exactly how many different individual farms as well as cooperatives may be supplying those various plants that Borden is operating.
Borden is a dairy distributor located in Dallas, Texas, with products sold in many, many states, including Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and many more. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate could pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement by the end of the week. Trump administration official told reporters over the weekend the agreement could clear the Senate by Thursday or Friday. The Senate Finance Committee scheduled a markup on the agreement today, and the Senate could schedule a floor vote following the hearing. White House trade advisor Pete Navarro said fast-track trade legislation requires a minimum wait of 20 hours after a committee markup before a vote. The timeline differs from what was offered by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell following House passage of the agreement. At the time, McConnell said USMCA would follow impeachment hearings in the Senate towards the end of the month. But the impeachment trial won't begin this week in the Senate as the House passed a trade deal following a year-long negotiation between the Trump administration and House Democrats seeking changes in the agreement. A Chinese delegation will travel to D.C. next week to join President Trump in signing the Phase 1 trade agreement between the two nations. South China Morning Post reporting China's trade delegation plans to travel to the U.S. on January 13th, 2 days before President Trump plans to sign the accord. China and the White House both have yet to officially announce the visit and officials including in the delegation. But Chinese Vice Premier Liu will head up the group heading to D.C. The signing will be the deal of an increase in ag purchases by China, as well as a partial end to the trade war that has dominated the headlines for the past some 18 months. China's soybean imports from the U.S. recently hit a 20-month high at 2.6 million tons. That is the highest number since March of 2018 when the trade war between the world's two largest economies began to pick up steam. More ag news online anytime at agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. We'll hear more today about those mysterious drones flying over western Nebraska and eastern Colorado after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It started shortly before Christmas. Drones by the dozens flying over the farm and ranch lands of western Nebraska and eastern Colorado. Law enforcement has no idea. The FAA says it's investigating, but so far, no idea whose drones they are. On Monday night, the 30th of December, Missy Blackman went outside and she saw dozens of these drones, some flying in formation, some flying from east to west, others flying from west to east over her farm in Palisade, Nebraska. That's about an hour away from the Colorado line and also from the Kansas line.
There was one that flew over my house, which is the one I took a video of. And it's hard to get pictures of them because they're so far away and they're so high in the air. And so all you get in a picture is what looks like stars. So I took a video of the one that was flying over my, it was right over my house, and it was extremely low. I couldn't venture to guess with the dark how low it was, but it allowed me to at least get a fairly good video of it.
Would you guesstimate there were dozens or more than dozens?
I would say dozens is probably pretty fair. I know we counted 19 at one point. That's trying to look in every different direction. There was some to the east, north, south. I mean, they were just everywhere. I don't know that you ever get a really good count of what's out there. So we watched for a little bit longer, and there was another two that flew over very close to my house. They seemed to be flying more in a formation, I guess. I don't know how to explain that.
Were you able to estimate how big they are?
They're big. And that's part of what throws you off when you're trying to look at them in the dark is the one we saw, we could see like a box on the back of it that was the one that was flying really low. I would say it's not an exaggeration to say they're 5 to 6 feet wingspan. I don't think that's far-fetched at all. And then the next night on New Year's Eve, they didn't seem to be flying in any kind of pattern. They were just everywhere.
Missy called law enforcement to verify what she was seeing and also try to get some answers. They had questions.
They asked us for our theories. We have none. We asked them for their theories. They have none. And he said, all I can do is take note of it. There's really nothing they can do about it.
The flights have drawn the attention of the Federal Aviation Administration, which coincidentally, just last week, proposed sweeping new regulations that would require most drones to be identifiable. These drones, as we'll hear tomorrow from Missy Blackman, have no identifiable marks. Back after this.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it. On this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView, and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Kansas. Good Tuesday. K-State legend Michael Bishop revealed yesterday he suffered a stroke recently. Bishop posted the news on his Twitter account and said he's recovering and will begin rehab soon. He started at quarterback for Kansas State in 1997 and 98, where he rewrote the school's record books. Bishop passed for over 4,000 yards and scored 59 touchdowns. The Galveston, Texas native also finished as the runner-up in the Heisman Trophy voting in 1998. The Chiefs welcoming the Houston Texans to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday for a rematch in name only of their Week 6 game won by Houston. Besides the fact a spot in the AFC title game is riding on the outcome this time, Kansas City is such a markedly different team that their early October matchup is largely meaningless. The Chiefs and the Texans mix it up 2:05 Sunday afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 28th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines, and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 28th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 17th, 18th and 19th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Gonzaga, Duke, and Kansas remain atop the AP Men's College Basketball poll. The Bulldogs received 54 first-place votes from a 65-member media panel. The Blue Devils had 9 first-place votes and the Jayhawks 2. Number 4 Baylor moved into the top 5 for the first time in 3 years, and undefeated Auburn rose to number 5. Butler climbed 5 spots to number 6 for the program's highest ranking ever. San Diego State, the only other undefeated Division I team. The Aztecs jumped 6 spots to number 7. Michigan State, Oregon, and Florida State round out the top 10. Kansas sports on tap in round ball. It's the K-State Wildcats and the TCU Horned Frogs. That game tips off 8 o'clock tonight. KU Jayhawks on the road tomorrow as they'll head to Iowa to take on the Iowa State Cyclones. That game tips off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Eight men all-star teams were announced for the annual summer tilt in Beloit. D2 East all-stars include Axtell's Quinn Bussing, J.J. Hart, and Derek Bussing, Frankfurt's Garrett Dollinghouse, and Brian Joseph, Hanover's Tegan Schwartz, Jonah Weber, and Tanner Link, and Lynn's Tyler Holdy. Head coach Eric Detweiler of Axtell. Those again, Division II East all-stars for the eight-man all-star game in Beloit this summer. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Girls and boys games live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Frankfurt tips off at Donovan West. Axtell travels to Onega. Hanover will host Lynn. Centralia's home to Wetmore, and Dillard Odell is host to Exeter Milligan. Tuesday night college basketball, Kansas State and TCU. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
It's not so much what you say, but how you say it. We will share some advice for speaking more intelligently on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans?
No, what's that?
They're our new health care provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest provider network available, Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans can help. For an online quote, visit KansasFarmBureauHealthPlans.com.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. Actor Nicolas Cage has a birthday, and the Great Blizzard of 1996 began on this day, smacking the eastern seaboard with several feet of snow from Virginia to New England. Want to make people think you're more intelligent? Don't be afraid to pause when you speak. Some new research reveals that people who speak with unfilled pauses, as if they're carefully considering their words, are perceived as more articulate and educated than those who ramble on without stop. Don't try to fill those gaps with ums or ers either. Too much of that and you're perceived as less truthful or competent. Just more evidence that confirms the old adage, silence is golden. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free newsletter, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
If I could, I would dare feed your dreams and starve your fears. If I could light the world, we could sit and watch it burn. We could fall asleep inside the glow. If I could take you in, feeling you deep beneath my skin, then I could slip away with you as a poison in my veins. But I don't want to fall asleep alone. Of knowing that I died without the one.